Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Are interested in saving you lots and lots of money, and that sponsor is slugbooks.com. It's for those of you in college. They're looking to help you out. Textbooks in colleges cost a ton of money, $100, $150, sometimes $200. And at slugbooks.com, they compare the prices from all the cheapest sites online like Amazon and Chegg so that you can save the most money.
And here's something pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
If you go to slugbooks.com/Jake, there's a little picture of me as a book.
Yeah.
I think that's neat.
It actually is kind of cute. They turned
animated
you into the
a
logo.
Picture of me and I'm a book.
Yeah.
And if you go to slugbooks.com/Amir, it's an animated picture of you.
Yeah.
As a book, actually.
It's a little cartoon. It's actually
it's
very
a book.
Cute. And
yeah.
they really went the extra mile for us. And we
this
appreciate
is so
it.
Like, this is such a genuine ad, though, because that's so, I would like, it blew my mind that you can get a $200 book in your college bookstore. You can buy it for $10 online if you use Slugbooks.
That's right.
So I might not have dropped out of school if I could afford the textbooks.
No, I don't
actually.
Think it was that.
It had
I
nothing
really
to do with my work ethic, with partying, or with my lack of focus. It was mostly money related. If you recall.
So now, no, it was. I don't recall, and I don't think that's true. But now is the time. Now is the time that you guys are buying books. So if you are in college, go to slugbooks.com/Jake or slugbooks.com/. Amir.
I'm going to go back to school, man.
And
I swear to God, I'm going to graduate. I'm going to graduate, Dad. And guess what? When I get up there and I accept my diploma, Dad, I'm going to say, I couldn't have done it without me. Fuck you.
What a terrible attitude. So whether you need a textbook, well, I guess if you need a textbook, definitely check out slugbooks.com. And if you just want to see the...
I love you, Dad. Sorry. I know you don't even listen to the podcast, but on the off chance that one day you hear it by accident, inadvertently, well, Mom, who has supported me from day one, is listening to it. Just know that I appreciate the money. That's all I'll
More
say.
More than anything else. And if you're looking to save money, use slugbooks.com. Go to slugbooks.com/Jake or slugbooks.com/Amir to check out our little doodle. Yeah, that's it. This is a smaller advertiser, so every little bit helps us, helps them, helps you. That's what it's all about. And please enjoy this episode. This is a pretty cool episode because, one, Jake's brother joined us, and two, things got real, which was sort of a unique situation for
which
us.
Which was nice.
Yeah,
to finally happen after about
48 episodes. Yeah,
it's been a little while.
And things got real.
Things
so
real.
Please enjoy this very real episode of If I Were You. Thanks again, Slugbooks. Bye.
Yo, a lot of us in this world get stuck in difficult places, sticky situations, or snafus. Sometimes we lack self-awareness or an objective perspective, but there's two guys who can help us and simultaneously make us laugh. That's right. There's Jake. He hopes he swiped right his wife, but let's face it, his life is a big left swipe. He needs female affection, sex with no connection. He's a clean-cut guy with a fairly white complexion. Then Amir, the bright-eyed, handsome Jew, a tad bit nerdy, but he's got well-combed pubes. So let me welcome you to the sickest new podcast hosted by two Jews, If I Were You.
So?
Nailed it.
Better.
We finally, yeah. I think that was actually Eminem, and we thank you, Marshall.
That was actually a rough cut of Rap God.
Yeah, insane.
Yeah, that was slowed down from 3 seconds. He did it so quickly, and we slowed it down, and it sounded exactly like You Lose Yourself.
It's crazy.
It's actually our second Lose Yourself theme song. The first one went off the rails a little bit, but this one This one, he really figured
it
out.
This one reeled it in.
That is a guy named Sammy.
Thanks, Sammy.
Appreciate it. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
And we have a little helper, special guest dude today,
a little elf. How condescending.
What are you talking about?
We got a little helper.
Yeah.
We got a special little guy here.
A little intern.
Hey. Hey, pal.
We're here with Jake's little brother, Micah. Micah, say hi.
Hey, I'm honored to be here.
You are mortified to be here. You hate it. You're holding the microphone like a stinky banana. Get right
when
up
the stinky
get right
thing
up
in this
in
room
there.
Is your socks. I've never Micah was like, I think I smell bad. And then he's like, I can't tell. Oh, maybe it's my socks. And then I smelled them, and it smelled like instead of a foot in there, it was a log of shit.
Really, like his feet were shit.
I'm pretty far away from his socks right now, and I could smell them. It smells like wet sweat.
Got it going like a turbo vet.
God, I'm embarrassed.
What?
I'm publicly shamed.
Yeah, well, we'll get really closer, yeah.
Nice like
no
that.
One's gonna be able to hear you unless
you
yeah get right
that's
up
it.
Into
that's
it.
Good.
Yeah.
We're not putting you on blast right now. We just want people to hear you. That's
okay.
All. That
yeah.
Looks great. That's perfect. Good.
How's college going for you? We don't really get to interact with many college people.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good so far.
It's not pretty good. It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's
what
best.
Year are you?
I'm a second year.
Sophomore.
Sophomore.
Yeah.
Where do you go to college?
At UC Santa Barbara.
I'm asking because I'm not trying to like enlighten our audience. I literally have no idea. I haven't
Jesus.
Spoken to my brother in 4 years.
It's weird, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
and this crazy is, being here.
Yeah, and this is what you wanted to do?
Yeah.
This reunion to have it on a podcast?
Yeah, I guess. I don't give a fuck.
I do.
This is my house.
This is my home. You bring this vagrant, this transient, this shit-footed
Are you talking
ass.
About You shit-footed ass. He's hiding his feet.
You ever heard of someone who's sure-footed? Micah is shit-footed. And that's for shit. So, Micah, I know you've never seen anything Jake's ever done, so let me explain to you how this little podcast show works. Basically, people write in their difficult places. They're in need of advice, basically, in some way, shape, or form. And so they'll email us, and we do our best to answer these questions and help these people out of their predicaments. Sometimes it's just us two, and sometimes we have a guest, and we figured, hey, you're here, you might as well chime in with a 20-year-old's perspective.
You're really downplaying the, like, sometimes it's just us, sometimes yeah. We have a guest, and today
it's
we have a little dude. A little half Jake, I suppose.
Yeah.
If we could give you less of a microphone.
Actually, I'm just gonna cut that cord right there.
There you go.
You just hold
his mic isn't plugged in. It's like when you let a kid shave with a razor with no blade.
What we're doing right now, Mike is sitting on Jake's lap and they're sharing a microphone.
We're gonna let you drive, bud.
How does that sound? All right. Are you ready to try to help us out?
Hell yeah.
All right, don't get too confident, actually.
It's just going to be the brothers, actually.
Yeah.
I think you're done in the podcast
Micah,
world.
Yeah, Micah, it's going to be the real brothers, me and Jake.
No, the real brothers, you and Micah.
What?
Yeah.
It's also one of those episodes that we're drinking a little during the show.
Oh, yeah, another special one. Not Micah, though, he's 20.
Oh, of course. I mean, he can't drink. Not at UC Santa Barbara.
Pass me that joint, though. Oh, just kidding. I would never smoke weed.
On the show. Yeah. All right. We're going to ask you some fun
By the way, I would smoke weed on the show.
Just so we know. All right.
We should do an episode where we're high.
I'm afraid to do that.
Because you don't
dangerous.
Want anyone to know that you smoke weed?
I've smoked a marijuana joint before, actually. It just gets me a little introspective.
I smoked a fatty. I'm not sure I'll be funny on it. That's the problem. I contemplate my life by accident.
Shit gets like sad when I'm on it, actually. All right. You want to dive right in?
Let's do it.
All right. These are real. Excuse me. Frog in my throat. Actually, I think Mike is putting a spell on me.
I think it's the stench from his socks.
It's like oozing down my esophagus. This
well, to
green,
be fair, you have his toe in your mouth.
This green steam. All right. What's a good theme for these fake names? Do you have any like TV show or movies that you know a lot of characters from? Yeah, me neither.
Like Lord of the Rings.
Okay, Lord of the Rings. That sounds good.
We might
have
done that
already.
That's okay. That's okay.
All right, go ahead.
It's episode, 49 or whatever. We can fudge a little bit.
Fair enough.
So this one comes from, give me a guy's name from Lord of the Rings.
Gimli.
Gimli.
Nice. Quick with Gimli.
Well, he does have a Gimli tattoo. All right, Gimli writes, "Hey guys, I've got a girl problem. This year, my dad got a new job and my entire family had to move. For the first few weeks at my new school, I knew literally nobody, and my first real friend was a girl in my band class. It turns out we're interested in a lot of the same things, so we started hanging out almost every day for the next month. I finally got the courage to ask her out, and she said yes. Sounds great, right? Nope. Turns out she's a Jew. I'm a passionate atheist and can never be in a serious relationship with a Jew. Should I break things off or stick around and try to get some? I know you guys like to make fun of people, but I would really appreciate some serious advice as well. Thanks, Gimli."
Oh, Gimli.
You had a perfect game going, Gimli.
Fall on your axe, sir.
How dare you? Just this story got 99% towards happily ever after, right, and took a huge right anti-Semitic turn.
It was like a teen movie. It was so nice. I moved. I asked a girl out in my band where we became friends, and I asked her out, and she said yes, and then, sorry, no, she's a dirty, slimy rat Jew.
By the way, you know who else might be an atheist? A lot of the Jews you meet. You probably were also quote-unquote Christian, so this girl can also be a quote-unquote Jew and also be as atheist as you. Maybe you can get to know her a little bit better and find out her feelings on God.
That's true. You could definitely ask.
I've never heard of someone who's so violently atheist that he wouldn't... Is it possible to not date someone who's just part of a religion, even if they're also an atheist?
I don't think I would date someone if they believed in God.
Well, this girl doesn't necessarily believe in God. She's just a Jew. I'm a Jew. I don't necessarily believe in God.
Necessarily? What does that mean?
Well, you know.
You're just afraid to say you don't believe in God.
Just in case he wants to smite me.
I don't necessarily believe in him, but unless he is, then I find it necessary to believe in him.
But atheism doesn't seem like it's not any religion. Like, you can be a religious, you can be in a religion and then also be an atheist.
I guess you can be, like, culturally,
right,
culturally Jewish and then not subscribe to, like, the actual, you know, the belief in God.
Also, this guy is in high school, it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
So it sounds like he's planning a little bit too far ahead. If this is his only friend and he's ready to sacrifice her to some sort of atheist God.
In high school, I don't remember having a strong opinion on anything except for that Dave Matthews was the goddamn best.
He's the God.
He's God. Crash into me, sir.
I subscribe to that religion. Michael, what do you think? Do you believe in God? Get really close to that microphone.
Okay.
I hate to put you on the spot right now.
A sort of a non-theistic perspective.
So is that different than atheism?
Yeah.
So what's non-theism versus atheism?
The way I see it is, if there is a God, great. If there isn't, okay.
That's fine, but too. But you're not ready to put... You're like... Is that agnosticism, where you're just unsure rather than atheism, which means you don't believe?
I don't... Yeah, I guess so. It's closer to agnosticism.
Your brother's a loser, dude.
You know what fucking theisms are? I think God's a bitch.
Oh my God.
I feel like I've just like found out step by step throughout life that people have been lying to me. So like Tooth Fairy, bullshit. Easter Bunny, bullshit. Santa, bullshit. God is just the next one. And I feel like I found out when I was like 18. I was like, oh, bullshit. Right?
How old were you when your parents told you that God wasn't real?
So all the people that like magically appear and give me presents aren't real, right?
Yeah.
Easter Bunny's giving me chocolate. That's bullshit. Tooth Fairy, when my tooth falls out, give me money. Bullshit. Santa Claus just shows up, gives me gifts. God just shows up, gives me everlasting life and a perfect utopia forever, forever, forever. No!
That too is untrue, sir.
Can we just all agree that the things that are too good to be true are not true?
At all?
At all? I don't know.
Well, either way, if there were a God, you're not going to heaven.
At this point, I've put him on blast enough.
You're going straight to a Satan hellscape where...
I will say there's something about the universe that's like... It's so... I at least appreciate how stupid I am and how little I know about the way things are and the way that I don't understand politics. I don't understand how a car works.
Right.
I don't understand how the stars work. I don't understand how the universe was made. I don't understand anything.
So you're willing to admit that.
Yeah, maybe some fucking crazy ass forces at work that I have no earthly comprehension of. But at the very least, I don't think that any other human beings just got it and were like, oh yeah, God, don't worry. It's God, it's God.
So what if you meet an awesome lady? She steals your heart, loves camping, loves hiking, loves partying, loves giving you the ability to hook up with other ladies if you want, sort of polyamorous.
Wow.
But...
And she doesn't want to hook up with other guys?
No. She's sorry, like, great. You can do whatever you want. I will be yours, all yours. Also, my name is Annie.
Oh, I love Annie.
I wear
Annie.
Bandanas.
Annie or Lily?
She wears a fucking...
Is she blonde?
Red hair.
Yeah.
Ooh, red hair. Oh, my God, yes. She looks like Jessica Chastain.
Yeah, she looks like Jessica Chastain. She has a fucking a golden lab or whatever the fuck dog you
like. Oh, my God. I like an Australian.
Okay, an Australian, whatever.
Yeah, sure, okay.
And then she's like, I don't know. I believe all that, but at the same time, I'm not 100% sure that God doesn't exist. I don't know. I kind of like being spiritual, and I like leaving the door open to the possibility that God exists.
Yeah, if she likes being... I'm all for being spiritual. I'm very spiritual.
Okay, what if she's like, I do believe in God. I think there is someone bigger out there. Or not necessarily a person, but I do believe that there's something bigger than ourselves out there that's guiding the universe.
Well, I think if I met that girl, then I would believe in God too. I also think that's like a nice way to look at it. It's like, I can appreciate somebody believing in God like that. Like, I believe that there's something bigger. I believe that there's something guiding me. I believe that things happen for a reason, that there's some kind of design.
You do believe that?
No, I don't believe that. But I can appreciate it. What I don't like is being like, I believe in God and I believe in Jesus, and since you don't, you're going to hell. And oh man, I feel sorry for you because you're definitely going to hell. Like, right. Fuck off. Don't put that on me. You don't know any more than I do.
Right.
Well, we know, like, I'm believing the right thing and you go to hell.
So you,
who knows?
So you believe, you're down with someone who's a little bit religious as long as they're not in your face or like judging you.
I'm down
it.
With anybody believing anything as long as they're not judging me based on what I believe.
So back to this lady, back to this girl.
Which is what this guy's doing. You, sir... are like an atheist shouldn't be doing what you're doing. You're
yeah.
judging her for believing in her belief. She's not putting anything on you.
Right. She's as far as you know, she might be atheist as well. She just grew up in a Jewish household.
Yeah.
And honestly, Judaism is a very chill religion to be able to tangentially be involved with. It's not very intimidating at all.
That's true.
Lots of holidays that you just eat food, hang out with people. I guess that's kind of like Christianity too.
Well, my brother and I grew up in a dual religious household. My mom's Christian and my dad's Jewish.
Would you align yourself any more one versus the other?
Jewish, I'd say.
Yeah, I think Jewish. Though it's weird because I feel like we celebrate the Christian holidays more. Like, we have a bigger celebration for Christmas and Easter than we do for, like, I guess we have Passover.
So where does the Jewish inclination come from?
We're both bar mitzvahed.
Yeah, we were bar mitzvahed. I don't believe that Jesus was God's son. For one,
that's a big one.
Yeah, so I guess like I don't believe in one big thing in Judaism. Like, I don't believe in God, and in Christianity, I don't believe in God or that he had a son. So,
so if we're starting at 100,
one strike against Judaism, two strikes against Christianity.
Either way, they're both still at bat.
We'll see who wins out.
But if somebody asks you, Micah, if you're Jewish or not, do you say I'm half Jewish?
I usually say I'm Jewish.
Oh, that you just say you're Jewish.
Yeah,
you don't say you're half.
Sometimes I do.
It really depends
on the context of the situation.
If a Jew asks you, you're Jewish.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if a non-Jew asks you, you're half.
I would never talk to a non-Jew.
It's half, but you round up.
So this guy, what's the advice? I don't write her off because she's Jewish. At least find out more about her.
Yeah, don't write her off because she's anything at this point. I mean, like, you can never be in a serious relationship with a Jew. You're in high school. Yeah,
and you're in band.
Yeah.
So take all the friends you can get. But.
Jewish, fucking Buddhist, Zoroastrian, do whatever the hell you want. I don't care if this girl's a fucking Scientologist.
Yeah, all right.
You get that. You get that locked down while you still can. All right, cool.
So are we going to tell him to get some?
Tell him to... Oh, right. That's what he said?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
His two options are, should I break things off or stick around and try to get some? Try to get some.
Yeah. I would like to inject a third option, which is just get to know her a little bit before you write her off.
Right.
Don't just use her.
Yeah, if anything, she doesn't deserve... You don't deserve her.
Right.
No, wait. Which one is the one that makes her sound better? She doesn't... You don't deserve her.
Yeah, you don't deserve her.
Yeah. Okay. So we're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Would you agree, disagree?
I agree.
All right. There we have it. From 20 to 28 to 30-year-olds, we're all on the same page over here.
Ta-da. Crazy. 10-year gap.
Next question. Give me another person from Lord of the Rings.
A Legolas. Dude.
Legolas?
Yeah.
Legolas. All right. Am I even saying that correctly? Legolas?
Legolas. Right. It depends who's saying it.
Hey guys, I'm in high school and I think my girlfriend is going to dump me. She has started to get closer with her ex and she has started to prefer to hang out with him rather than me. Even though she has said that she hates him but would do anything for him, she claims that anything meant that if he was in trouble. But I'm still not sure if she likes me anymore. What should I do? Love, Legolas.
I'm afraid your girlfriend's going to dump you too, Legolas.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can really do at this point.
Yeah, I think it's already gone. I think she prefers to hang out with her ex to you. I don't think you should have given her this opportunity to dump you. I think as soon as
you got to beat her to the punch.
As soon as there was the shift in that paradigm, I think you needed to dump her.
Yeah.
I think you can't. Also, I hate him, but I would do anything for him.
No, all if he was in trouble.
Yeah, I don't know. What?
What a weird loophole that is. To make matters worse, she's a Jew.
A dirty one at that.
A dirty, dirty Jewess. God, if your girlfriend is starting, she's hanging out with her ex-boyfriend enough for you to even suspect that she prefers him to you. I say you beat her to the punch and break up with her before.
Young. I remember that when I was in high school, like, you would find out that someone was going to dump you and you'd need to dump them first. Mm-hmm. It didn't even matter if you liked them or not. It was just like, I can't be dumped.
Mm-hmm. That's what this guy should do.
Dump her before she dumps you?
Yeah.
But then, like, I guess it's like, don't dump her because she's going to dump you. Dump her because she shouldn't be hanging out with her ex-boyfriend more than she hangs out with you. That's insane.
She would do anything for him. Wait, what do you mean? No, like, if he was in trouble, I would do anything for him.
But I think that's also an unhealthy thing. When somebody has an ex that they're like still super, super close to, like, he's my best friend, I would do anything for him. Like, no, you won't. That's not allowed.
Yeah, I haven't quite experienced that, but that seems like a very sticky place. But what if, like, you went out with someone at, like, age 17 or 16, and then, like, at age 28, you're, like, really good friends with them? Is that a pass?
16 or so. Yeah.
I think every 10 years it resets. 10 years, you're a different human.
10 years.
So, like, let's say when Mike is 30. Did you have a girlfriend in high school, Micah?
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't hear you. You're not speaking to the microphone.
Yes, I did have a girlfriend in high school.
How old were you?
18.
And then when did you guys break up?
When I was still 18.
Nice.
Like 4 months.
Are you guys still close?
Yeah.
You have to never see her again if you want to have a
girlfriend. Would you do anything for her?
No.
Would you do anything for her
if she was in trouble?
Yeah, well, that's, I feel like,
what does trouble mean? Is she in a burning building? Yeah, well, I'll rescue her.
No, then well, no,
I probably would. I wouldn't rescue anyone in a burning building. I'm not trying to catch on fire. That's dangerous. Yo, if your ex is in a burning building, you've got to call 911. Don't go in there yourself. Nah.
You ass.
Nah.
There's a starving child in the basement of this burning building.
I'm scared of fire. I'm trying to get burned.
What are you, confident and cool about?
I fear pain. I fear death. I fear smoke and I fear flames.
What are you? What is this? A cowardly man, but he's like also
cowardly pimp. Sorry, bitches. I'm afraid of getting hurt. Peace later. I'm out.
Emotionally or physically?
Both, bitch. Peace out. Deuces, motherfucker.
Deuces, goodbye. I'm gone.
Deuces, goodbye. I'm gone. I fear everything. I fear the dark. I fear confrontation. I fear snakes, spiders, and I fear dying alone.
So what don't you fear?
Nothing.
Pussy.
I ain't afraid of pussy, unless it's pussy I fear may have a disease.
That loose meat, that goose meat.
That loose meat, that goose meat. Get up inside that caboose meat.
I don't know. I don't ever want to eat caboose meat.
That's butt meat.
I know. You know, yeah, that's why.
Take a little bite out of somebody's ass?
No, I don't want to bite.
Take a little bite out of an ass?
A little honey-baked ham?
Just chomp, chomp. Chomp, chomp.
A little skin turkey?
I'll bite an ass. I don't give a fuck.
You shouldn't. You should give a fuck.
My mama listen to this podcast, though. I'm biting ass. I'm going to go fuck, though.
Micah's mom, too, you know.
Do you feel weird that I say this stuff to mom?
Well, you're not saying it directly to her.
That's fair.
He's got a point. So what would you tell this guy? What should he do?
Break up with your girlfriend, Micah?
I think he should give her an ultimatum.
Wow.
Ooh, an ultimate madam.
Michael coming out here with the contradictory advice, man. What did we talk about outside?
I thought we were brothers, brother.
We can't. We got to see eye to eye on everything. I'm issuing you an ultimatum. What do you... But ultimatums, it's so like... I don't know. That's so weird.
That's so serious.
Yeah. Maybe, but not like... More like of an implicit ultimatum. Just like, if you're not going to be in this 100%, then I don't think I can be with you.
No, but I'm in it 100%. I just still really like Rod. And then at that point, do you dump the chump?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Don't you, I just feel like hanging out with her ex, like, deteriorates the foundation of the relationship so much that it's, like, hard to come back from it. I feel like breaking up is the ultimatum. It's almost like, hey... It's the ultimate leverage.
You're
like,
yeah, because you're willing to walk away.
I actually don't feel comfortable with the amount that you hang out with your ex-boyfriend. It makes me feel uncomfortable and sad most of the time, and I realized I don't want to be with somebody that makes me feel like that, so I wish you the best. We've had a nice experience.
And then that sort
Goodbye.
Of... And that's sort of what Micah was saying, the implicit ultimatum, which is like, I'm not saying never talk to your boyfriend or I'll leave you. I'm saying I'll leave you. And then if that forces you to say, oh, I don't want to speak to him anymore, I'd rather be with you, then you can be like, oh, okay,
she's already fucking Rod at this point.
No, that's cool.
Rod.
Oh, I would do anything for you.
Are you in
especially if you were in trouble.
Tell me you're in fucking trouble. Tell me you're in fucking trouble, you little bitch.
Yeah, I'm in trouble. I have a girlfriend and I'm fucking you. That's the kind of trouble that I'm in. That counts. That fucking counts, I swear to God. Alright, there it is.
What do you say?
No, you gotta, I'm not done with any seeds of doubt. If this guy is like, if this girl's hanging out with her ex, even if she's saying I would do anything for him in any situation, whether it's in trouble or not, it's not worth hanging around. Mm-hmm. Although it's easy to say from my perspective, because I don't give a shit about this guy's relationship with this girl.
You don't give a shit about this guy.
I don't give a shit about anything. I barely give a shit about me.
What do you mean barely? He don't give a shit about you at all.
What do you mean, man?
You take bad care of yourself.
You look awful right now.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
You look
awful.
Like you lost 40 pounds.
I did lose 40 pounds.
Like, you're not eating.
No, I don't need to eat.
It's like, I've never seen someone so skinny and have a gut.
When was the last time you brushed your teeth?
Yeah, they're falling out.
I don't know, Wisconsin. When
one
was
your,
that?
Yeah, one of your canines just fell onto the bed. This is insane.
Right here.
You're just, oh my God, your ear's dangling. What do you want me to say? I think you have leprosy.
You're a Mr. Potato Head, but your face is not arranged by someone who knows how things work.
You're a Picasso.
You're a goddamn, I don't know. What is Picasso's? What is that? You're in college. You know shit like that. What's his abstract? Abstract art? You're an abstract painting?
It's something.
Impressionist?
Impressionist?
I don't know. I don't even
Cubism?
You should be smarter than us because you're still learning.
I don't know. Taking it.
We haven't
classes.
Taken a class in 8 years. Jake borderline never took a class.
What do you mean borderline? I never took a class.
What was the last class you got an A in?
Only one. All through college, but it was the last class that I took.
In college, you got an A?
Creative writing at Hunter College.
Wow.
A.
Nailed it. How are your grades, Mike? Are you a better student than Jake was?
I think so.
Well, already you're a better student because you completed 2 semesters of college. So, oh wait, actually, I think officially with this semester, you just finished your fourth quarter.
It's my third quarter.
So yeah, I think you're ahead academically of your older brother.
No, I think we're on the same pace. I'm a second semester sophomore.
Oh, really?
So you guys are both second semester sophomores at this point,
brother.
You can officially no longer look up to this fucking fat coward.
Excuse you.
I'm sorry.
I'm not fat.
Sure you are.
You're going to call the gut fat.
It's
a food baby. Yeah, because I've eaten a lot of food in the last few months.
And much like your mom, I think you have food triplets.
Okay, that is absolutely more than enough. I have a food baby and you're ridiculing it.
Oh, I can feel it kicking. That little cheeseburger is going to be a soccer player, I think.
Speaking of cheeseburgers.
Your belly is extraordinary. Can I take a photo of it? Or
absolutely
are you too
embarrassed? Not. You can take a photo of it in fucking 4 weeks when it's a goddamn six-pack.
Is you pick lint out of it, you're suffering from delusions of grandeur.
It's funny how you guys see the realest version of me in this room right here. I would never show this to anyone.
That's every next weekend is your last hurrah. You're always this is it, and then I'm gonna go on a diet. I'm gonna exercise every day. Just one more weekend. This party's gonna be sick.
That sounds like your college motto. Is every next weekend is your last hurrah. That's like the UCSB motto.
Every next, it's true. I think that we talk about this a lot. I'm just like, all right, like me and Mike are hanging out. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get in and out, but like, dude, on Monday, I'm just gonna start my diet. And then like Monday comes, like, oh fuck, there's traveling a shitload this week, so I'm gonna like fucking binge out, be an idiot. And then like after next weekend, that's it. This is the last hurrah right now.
Yeah.
Then next week it's like, oh fuck, man, it's like, it's Thanksgiving, all right, it's like holidays, I'm gonna probably just eat a lot. So like, this is the last hurrah. After that, I'm gonna like really get on point.
The problem is with the life, your life is a last hurrah.
Yeah.
Your entire life. There's no reason for you to ever make a change.
I live my life on the cusp, on the edge, on the brink. Does that make me a hero? Yeah.
No, it does not.
Does it make me a hero?
No.
Yes.
It makes you the opposite of a hero. A hero has willpower. A hero has determination, of a force to change. The only change you're doing is slowly becoming
lazier. Can I interrupt you?
No, you cannot
interrupt.
Do you mind if I interject
for 1 second?
No, yes, I do mind.
Well, then go ahead. Make me cry. Go ahead.
You ever see Superman shed a tear? Because this is what's about to happen.
Uh-oh. And here comes the waterworks.
This hateful speech is a kryptonite to me.
All this is probably a fucking water weight in my stomach. I swear to God, I take one piss and I have a fucking 8-pack.
I've seen it happen before.
It's funny because Micah is one of the strongest people I know.
Yeah, Micah's jacked.
It's funny to look up to your little brother.
Yeah, I mean, I like text Micah for like workouts.
Yeah. Not that you ever work out.
That's not fair, dude. I work out. I work. Micah, you see me work out. Yeah,
absolutely.
Micah's a good influence on you, and you're a bad influence on him.
You don't work out a lot, but when you do work out, you throw up.
Yeah, dude.
You shouldn't say but. You don't work out a lot, but when you do, you're so sick to your stomach that you puke.
That's because it goes so hard.
The better way to say that is, you don't work out a lot, so when you do, you throw up.
No, I was it this summer that I yacked in the yard?
Yeah.
Are you stronger now than Jake's ever been?
What do you think, Jake?
I don't know. I mean, I think he's definitely stronger right now than I am right now.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
No, yeah, sure. Of course.
Wait, did I beat you in arm wrestling, though?
When?
That's something a big, strong...
We got in a fight that one time, and then you had to stop because you were bleeding.
That's not fair. I got you to the ground. We stopped because I got to the ground, then we stood up, and I was bleeding. I won the fight. This is insane.
Your face was covered in tears and blood.
Yeah, you're putting me on blast when I won. I beat you. I pinned you.
It's so funny.
That's just because you're a bigger guy. Doesn't mean you're stronger.
I'm bigger and stronger. Yes, well, bigger, better, faster. I wrestled you to the ground and I pinned you there, and then we stood up. And I guess while I was holding you against the cement ground, and you were saying, "Please let me up. We're done." I guess your elbow brushed my gum.
That's not.
And my mouth was bleeding.
That's not how I remember it.
Well, yeah, of course that's not how I remember it.
I was hanging out with my friends and. You and the Rosenberg twins. You
time
the Rosenberg.
For Uncle Jake to take a puff. What are you homos smoking?
They were smoking.
We were smoking and hanging out. Then you guys like came in. You wanted to get rowdy. You wanted to pregame. You were going downtown that night. And I was like, okay, whatever, man. You started.
It's so funny that you're 8 years older than Micah, crashing his shit like you're his little brother.
Dude, I was just popping in the shit to say, what's up? And then you started trying to go ham on your big bro, and I was like, all right, I'm not gonna throw down. I got to assert my dominance. We got into it. You slipped. You accidentally clocked me in the face. I cried. I ran to dad. Remember, there was two fights that I remember. I got in with Micah. One in the kitchen. We were just like, we're wrestling on the ground, and dad was screaming at us to stop, but we were like wrestling, and then he started spraying us with the dishwasher thing at the sink. It's like, so everyone in my family is screaming at us to stop. My dad's yelling, stop it, stop it. He started spraying us with the hose,
which only makes matters worse.
It was like some kind of crazy sitcom. The other one is that I was on the computer once. I'm so sorry for this. You were trying to get me off. You were getting mad because I wouldn't get off the computer.
What were you doing on the computer?
It was like on AIM. It's like, and Mike's like, I have to do homework. It's like, I'm talking to my fucking friends.
Straight chatting,
we
dude.
We had one computer. And then we got into like some kind of wrestling match. I grabbed his arms. I like held him. He was like basically facing. He was facing away from me, so I had his arms like held, basically crossed in front of him.
Basically, imagine you were arresting me. It's
yeah,
like the
so
same
like
position.
I was arresting him, and he just lowered his head. And Mike, when he was little, had like his head right now was always that size.
Even as a baby,
even as like a 10-year-old, his head was just fucking. It was like a boulder. He lowered his head and just threw it back into my nose.
Like
my
tonk.
Nose, yeah, my nose exploded.
He broke your nose?
You know, yeah. Do you know what it feels like to be like 17 years old and have your 9-year-old brother kick the shit out of you? I was a senior in high school and my brother broke my nose with his head.
You had to tell people you got a nose job just so that to justify the situation. Usually it's the other way around. You get a nose job and say that you got beat up.
And I never ever, like, that was. Yeah, he won. I didn't even retaliate.
He broke your nose? He literally broke your nose?
I told my mom. I got in trouble because Micah had to do his homework and I was allowed to be on the computer anyway.
You were wrong twice and then your little 9-year-old brother broke your nose.
Complete shaming of me.
You really fucked up the back of my head on that one.
Good times. Great times. Bad times, actually.
Yeah.
I wish I...
The Hurwitz brothers. The brothers Hurwitz.
I never fought with my brothers.
They never kick the shit out of you?
No. All right.
Wow.
Moving on to the third question. You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Getting back into advice mode?
Yep.
We'll call this person. Oh, you know what? He gives himself a nickname at the end, so let's just stay tuned on that. Hey, dudes. I've been having a problem with a girl in my class. She has been telling people that she likes me and wants me to ask her out. Sounds great so far, right? Wrong. The girl is a fucking whale. The girl is funny and has a nice personality, but I would be totally embarrassed to be seen with her. Am I a dick? Should I just not care what my friends will think of me? Or should I toss this bitch a card for Greenpeace? Yours sincerely, King Faggot.
Excuse us. I want to clarify that we would never, ever, ever utter that hateful slur on this podcast, if not to illustrate what a reprehensible, irredeemable, complete and total asshole that this King F is. You are garbage, trash, subhuman waste, scum, bottom of the barrel, stinking dirt. I swear to God. That's it.
So I traced his IP and it came from your email address.
All right, chill.
What?
Chill.
You
chill on that. Don't even.
This is the second email we've gotten where sounds great so far, right? Wrong. But when the guy's wrong, it does sound great so far, right? Yeah, it's fine. He even says that she's funny and has a nice personality. What does it care? What do you care if somebody has a crush on you? I don't understand what's so bad about that.
The thing is, I don't want to agree with him in any sense because of the way that email was written, but I understand not being attracted to someone that has a crush on you. That happens. Mm-hmm. It happens to everybody.
Right.
Like, oh, this girl likes me, but I'm not attracted to her for many reasons, because they're not your type, because whatever. You don't have to call somebody a whale. You don't have to be this way.
Should he toss this bitch a green card for Greenpeace?
Should toss himself into a pool of lava.
Oh my god.
Wow.
He should toss himself into the mouth of an actual whale.
That'd be fun.
That would be good. I don't know what else to say. I mean, we blasted this guy.
We put this guy on blast.
We put him
well deserved. what day is this podcast coming out?
Probably Monday.
Like a well deserved Monday blast.
Yeah.
You're a blast hole.
You've been blasted off.
Michael, what do you think, bud?
I just think he phrased it very poorly.
Yeah.
It's an understandable dilemma to have.
Ooh, okay. He's zooming out a little bit, saying maybe if somebody who you deem unattractive, whether she's large or anything else, has a crush on you, should that be embarrassing at all?
No, of course.
Isn't it flattering if somebody likes you regardless?
What do you do when somebody likes you that you don't reciprocate?
You're a good looking guy. You go to college. You get it.
when I don't like them back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they express interest.
Right.
I usually sort of brush them off a little bit, but like in a nice way.
Right. By like just dodging their texts.
Yeah.
Trying to like bail on plans.
Exactly.
That's a good attitude to
have. Conversely, when somebody has a crush on me and I find them unattractive, I fuck them. Is that average behavior? Is that normal? Is that good? Is that healthy? Mom, dad?
You're blaming
someone
them?
Out there listening, is it normal if you don't like someone to fuck them? I don't like your personality. I don't like your looks. And you make me hard and I want to be inside you. Why? Why? That doesn't make sense.
You're yelling at your own brain.
I'm staring in the mirror, screaming at my dick.
This is your advice podcast.
Yeah, I'm trying to listen to myself. Did I tell you about that time I was on drugs in that bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Where I looked down at my penis and I was like, you... I was peeing and I was on my phone. I was like peeing and looking at my text. And I realized I had this like fucking crazy realization. I was like, I looked at my penis like, you are the boss. And this phone is your little minion. You control like this, you little fucking skin tab on the end of my pubis.
You control general.
You control everything.
Yeah, like
and
Krang.
The phone just does your bidding.
Yeah, and then the body is just a willing servant.
I really think if I got rid of the phone, if I got rid of my phone, I'd be saved.
And if only your dick wanted it. Otherwise, I mean, your brain can want it, but that won't mean anything until your dick does.
But you can cut off your penis.
If I was a eunuch. I think about that sometimes.
Maybe in your worst nightmares, you think about that.
I think about being a eunuch. When I was getting my STD test, I thought about like if I had some crazy bad STD, like if I had AIDS, because I didn't know if I had if I had something.
Right.
If I did have something, then I would be like, I feel like that would be like this sobering thought, like, oh, I can't sleep with anyone. I can't give them AIDS. So that was sort of like being like a eunuch.
Right, because it's like it eliminates 99.9% of the potential lady population that you're hoping to shtup.
Yeah, what do you mean 99.9%? You can't, even if you have AIDS, you're not supposed to have sex with people.
What about with people who have AIDS?
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Oh, really?
I don't know why, but I remember reading that you're not supposed to. Oh. Or that you're supposed to use condoms.
So. Are there different like subtypes of the virus?
You can get like double AIDS.
I don't think you get double AIDS, but I think what Micah said, subtypes of the virus. I'm not fucking smart, but yeah.
I mean, look at me. I don't get that. I don't get shit. I don't get shit, and I don't get shit done. We're actually out of time, if you can imagine.
Whoa, we only answered three.
I know, but we're past 40 minutes, and I don't want to go too long. We got to keep it short. We got to leave people wanting more.
All right.
And we got to take Micah to the airport more than anything else.
Oh, yeah, young Michael.
So thanks so much for joining us, Micah.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Was this an eye-opening experience for
really,
you?
It really was.
Yeah, it's kind of cool for you, right?
I feel enlightened.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
I feel enlightened and I feel frightened.
Thanks to you guys for listening. If you find yourself in your own sticky situation, you can email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We're also accepting theme song submissions. We begin every show with a new original theme song written by a fan of ours, and we end every show with one as well. That first one was written by
Sammy,
and this last one is also pretty awesome, is written by Michelle. So yeah, I think this is going to be our New Year's episode, so happy New Year's, guys.
Have a happy
this
New
is
Year's.
Our last podcast of 2013
and ever.
And we began
we had a good run.
What,
we had a good run.
It's funny to think
we're
that
done.
We started 2013 without even having a podcast, without even thinking to do a podcast, and now I can't imagine 2014 without a podcast.
It's crazy.
What a difference a year makes. Where will we be in a year? Micah, you'll be a junior, maybe suicidal in some way.
Whoa.
I'll be a pretty successful either business entrepreneur or
businessman.
I haven't quite decided
lady
yet.
Of the night.
Jake will be close to 320 pounds.
All right, easy does
in a
it.
Mental institution.
Easy does it. I weigh 180 pounds. I weigh 180. Come at me, dude. I'm serious. I'll throw my weight around. I'm a beefy motherfucker now.
I'm beefy.
I'm beefy.
You're turning into a cheeseburger.
I'm beefy. Yeah, I'm beefy.
I'm beefy. Yeah, I'm beefy. Yeah, we're gonna
pull
stop
up McDonald's
now.
With the ceiling missing.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll be back in the new year. Later.
Show.